Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Monday, the 23rd of May, 2022. Today, Russia bans a list of Americans, plus the fight for diversity in NFL leadership positions, and more. Here are some of the top headlines. President Joe Biden said today that the smallpox vaccine is effective for monkeypox and that the U.S. has enough vaccine supply. The U.S. has recorded just 2 cases of the virus. There's a new Prime Minister of Australia. Anthony Albanese was sworn in earlier today after his center-left Labour Party ousted predecessor Scott Morrison's Conservative coalition. The coalition had been in power under 3 different prime ministers for 9 years. And Justin Thomas won golf's PGA Championship yesterday. It's his second career major. Russia has permanently banned nearly 1,000 American politicians, celebrities, and executives from entering the country. The move over the weekend came in response to sanctions put on Russia in the wake of its invasion of Ukraine. Reporter Jordan Mendoza has more.
Some of them seem pretty obvious. We're seeing, you know, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi. Some of the top people in Washington are getting banned. You have Pete Buttigieg also been banned, Anthony Blinken, and Hillary Clinton's also been banned. But some interesting names are also popping up on there. You also see Mark Zuckerberg, you know, who is the CEO of Meta, is on there. Brad Smith, Microsoft president, is also on there. And some journalists, some people that are just ordinary people, some people that are professors, or, you know, they just work somewhere and they maybe have, you know, said something about Russia in recent months. And also Morgan Freeman was also included on this list. Donald Trump isn't on the list. The living former presidents are also not on the list. So Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, they're not on the list. But the one that stands out, obviously, is Donald Trump. And that's just because of his ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Something very interesting that, you know, we do see about this is, like, while Donald Trump wasn't included on the list, there are some of government officials that have supported him that are on this list. So it doesn't really matter as to some public opinions about these people. So like I mentioned, Nancy Pelosi has been banned. We also have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is also banned. But we also have Ted Cruz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're also on this list. Lindsey Graham is also on this list. So it's a wide range of people that are banned from entering Russia now.
President Joe Biden's Asia trip rolls on this week, and he said earlier today that the U.S. would come to Taiwan's defense militarily if China were to invade.
That's a commitment we made. We are not. Look, here's the situation. We agree with a one China policy. We signed on to it and all the attendant agreements made from there. But the idea that it can be taken by force, just taken by force, is just not appropriate. It will dislocate the entire region and be another action similar to what happened in Ukraine. And so it's a burden that is even stronger.
Biden refers to the One China policy, which Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida also said he supports at the Tokyo news conference. The policy recognizes that there's only one Chinese government. China views the island of Taiwan as part of its territory, while Taiwan sees itself as an independent nation. The U.S. has often straddled both sides, aiming to support Taiwan without infuriating China. Also today, Biden announced an economic agreement with some countries in the region. The Indo-Pacific Economic Framework is an attempt to deepen economic engagement and cooperation in the region and to counter China's growing economic and military influence. According to a new study, most lower-priced homeowners don't appeal to avoid higher property taxes. Money and Tech reporter Terry Collins has more.
According to a new study by Ownwell, a property-based startup in Austin, Texas, they found that about 60% of lower-priced homeowners may pay higher property taxes than their counterparts who own more expensive homes. Why is that the case? Owners of the higher value properties ranging anywhere from $500,000 to $1.2 million are at least two times likely to appeal their property taxes and probably pay far less, the study showed. They're afraid to appeal their property tax for fear of they may have to pay higher taxes or that they'll find something else that may be in addition to their property. It's kind of a weird situation that that we kind of like Americans, I guess, see themselves in, you know, majority of homeowners, that they're afraid to appeal their property taxes based off the assessment that either the local or county officials have deemed the price of their home. But homeowners find out that more times than likely, if they appeal, they may pay a lower property tax if they take such action. Many homeowners, they could either go to their local or county appraisal district's website, and then they could test and see the value of what their home might be, for starters, and then go online, or they can use companies like Ownwell and others who can do the work for them for a small fee and see how much they would be actually paying for their property tax instead of paying what they think is projected based off of an appraisal from their either local or county officials. It's a tedious process, but it's a process that, hey, if you're trying to save, you know, maybe hundreds or thousands of dollars in property taxes, you know, that you may have to pay in installments, it seems like, why not do it? But again, there's a big fear that you may have to pay more, and also it's a bit somewhat laborious. But there are ways to do it, and homeowners should be far more aggressive in doing such in terms of their taxes. Ownwell study comes at a time when nearly 70% of Americans say it is currently not a good time to buy a home, according to a recent Gallup poll. Of course, the reasons are high home prices, limited supply, and high demand for housing.
Check out Terry's full story in today's episode description. Former Vice President Mike Pence will headline a rally for Georgia Governor Brian Kemp today on the eve of the state's contested Republican primary. Pence's appearance puts him at odds with former President Donald Trump, who's fighting to beat the incumbent GOP governor. Trump endorsed Kemp's opponent, Republican Senator David Perdue, in February. And last month, Trump's Save America PAC gave $500,000 to a super PAC devoted to preventing Kemp's reelection, according to Politico. Kemp infuriated Trump when he refused to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results in favor of Trump. The inaugural NFL Coach and Front Office Accelerator Program will take place today and tomorrow during spring league meetings in Atlanta. Each team nominated rising prospects from their own staffs and will send them to the program. It'll include leadership and development sessions, as well as face-to-face time with people who have hiring power. The program comes as the NFL continues to struggle with its diversity hiring practices. Recent hires have brought the number of black general managers up to 7, but the number of minority head coaches remains at 5. That's despite a league whose players are about 75% black. NFL officials have worked to address the problem by expanding the so-called Rooney Rule. The rule is designed to make sure people of color receive fair opportunities to interview for top positions in organizations. The league has also created incentive programs to reward teams for developing future head coaches and general managers. But former head coach Brian Flores filed a lawsuit earlier this year calling out racism in the league structure. The suit wrote, quote, "In certain critical ways, the NFL is racially segregated and is managed much like a plantation. Its 32 owners, none of whom are black, profit substantially from the labor of NFL players, 70% of whom are black," unquote. Thanks for listening to 5 Things. You can find us 7 mornings a week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, your smart speaker device, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. Thanks to PJ Elliott for his great work on the show, and I'm back tomorrow with more of 5 Things from USA Today.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.